We're Jive Talking on CKW 95.9 FM in the late night. We are also comic book reading on Comic Book Radio Theater. All right. How are you enjoying our story so far? I think the Joker is going to come through with his crime. He's going to make off what he wants to steal. I just feel that way. And there you go. Let's listen to more of the story. Don't want to get out of here really quick. Yes, I do. Back to our story. I will tell you this. When I need to take a break, my voice needs it. It does. I can't do a whole comic book on its own all the way through. No, that's just not me. I need vocal breaks. And what we do around here, if you haven't figured it out yet, what I do is I play music that was brand new at the same time the comic book was new on the shelves wherever you bought comic books. Joker number 2 from July of 1975. Also, that summer, it brought us music. The summer of 75 brought us new music from Gary Wright. Who is Gary Wright? When you hear this, you'll be like, I've heard that song before. We'll also hear from Fleetwood Mac. They had a huge year in 75. Just an excellent year. And a band that was brand new at the time. They were new, unknown, but they'd become quite popular across our country of Canada. I speak of Trooper. Let me rewind that for you one time. Gary Wright, Fleetwood Mac, and Trooper. That's the music you get when I stop for a break from reading you Joker number 2. July of 1975. All right. What kind of music am I going to go for as I set myself up? You know what? How about, I don't know. Let's check out this band from Poland. They're called Her Own World. Yeah, why don't we do that? We'll go with that. All right. I want to thank you for listening to us late night, CKUW 95.9 FM. This show is Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm going to read you some more Joker. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that. All right. More story, more music, more everything. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. Thank you. Thanks.
It is 3 a.m. in the morning. It's too dark, well, everywhere I see your face. You've reached my heart, now my soul is on the line. You're all I have, no, you're more than dream. Oh, she is you in the bright light.
are listening to a reading of The Joker, number 2, July 1975. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Soon, back at the Ha Ha Hacienda.
It's amazing, Willie. When you saw someone else weeping, you laughed!
Yes! Yeah, I did!
And just as good, you escaped the law, too!
I escaped? Yes, I escaped, didn't I? I committed a crime and got away with it!
Oh, no! Not again! Just when I thought you were cured! Oh, let's sit here and talk this over! What you got in mind for a next crime? I suppose it's a job worthy of your talents, eh?
Of course! Here, I made a diagram. It's an illustration on how we can steal a full ton of billionaire Salvador Cleaves platinum.
Willie the Weeper puts the diagram on a table in front of the Joker and starts pointing things out.
The medal is in the storage room on the top floor of Salvador Cleaves' mansion. The room is guarded by a small army of security guards and loaded with alarms. But
there's this air shaft leading to the basement directly underneath it.
We'll melt the platinum with a laser beam shot through the air shaft. The liquid metal will drain down and we'll pump it into a truck waiting outside.
Wonderful! Wonderful! Oh, Willie, Willie, you're wonderful.
Oh, the poor billionaire. I'll be taking all his platinum.
Oh, go dry your eyes out. Go dry them out and make the arrangements for the caper. Meanwhile, I'll work on a foolproof cure for your silly falling.
Oh, you're a real chum, Joker. A real chum.
Happy to be of service. And even happier to get a hold of all that platinum.
Earlier the next day at Salvador Cleaves' mansion fortress.
Your references aren't very good. But two of my guards quit last night. So I'll hire you instead. Report for duty at noon sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Cleave.
A real prince, the king of princes.
A short time later,
outside the mansion fortress. Marvin and Benny are walking down the street. They are about to pass the Joker, who is fiddling around with a fuel tanker truck.
At least we can pay the rent now, Benny.
Marvin! Marvin, that guy by the fuel truck knows his stance. Like a cross between Groucho Marx and an ostrich. He's got to be the Joker! 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 Joker!
I don't know. Running into him twice in one day? It's a pretty big coincidence.
You know anybody else who's that tall? That tall? Who's that thin?
That thin? That thin?
And walks the way he walks?
He walks.
I say, we gotta get that guy.
Get that guy.
Get that guy.
Marvin, draw your gun.
But Benny, I don't have one, remember? I plan to buy a new one.
Well then run and get the cops. I'll corner that rat.
Benny pulls his gun out and points it at the Joker, who's at the fuel truck.
Okay, bozo, don't move. Reach for the sky.
Reach for the sky.
You twitch, and I'll let daylight through you.
Through you.
Benny! Oh, Benny baby. How banal of you to see you again. You nailed me fair and square there, Benny. I'll come quietly. Slap on those handcuffs on me.
Okay, Joker. But no tricks.
No tricks. No tricks. No tricks.
Me? Tricks?
Benny puts the handcuffs on the Joker.
Step lively, Joker! There's a cell waiting for you!
Betty? Don't you want the rest of me in that jail cell?
As Benny is trying to take the Joker away with him, the Joker's arms and wrists are stretching to an amazing length. Joker's just standing in one spot.
Don't you want the rest of me in that jail cell? Or will you settle for just my arms?
What?
Maybe you better tiptoe back here and discuss the matter. On second thought, don't bother tiptoeing. You can spring back here instead. With the aid of the springs in my sleeve. And this sponge that I'm putting across your face, it's soaked with chloroform. It's enough to put you in dreamland. For a long, long while. kept you in dreamland for a while, a long while.
Meanwhile, on the far side of the building, Marvin is looking for a policeman. He thinks to himself,
"You can never find a cop when you need one."
He advised, "There's more here than poor Marvin. Distress."
"Mind explaining why you're loitering around here, sir?"
Officer! My friend! He's cornered public enemy number one! The Joker! You got to follow me!
Follow me!
Mister, if this is some kind of gang, huh?
It ain't! You'll see!
Officer and Marvin get up to what looks like the Joker, all tied up, sitting down on the other side of the building.
You see, I told you!
I apologize, this is the Joker! Your pal has tied him up as neat as a Christmas goose!
Hey, speaking of Benny, where is he?
Probably collecting a reward somewhere.
But only a few feet away, around the next corner, the Joker stands and thinks to himself,
"Oh, I'm such a sly one. How clever of me to paint up Benny to resemble me!"
Okay. We will return with the Joker number two after these messages. Yes, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. All right, this will be the last of our ads. This comic book is falling apart. Yeah, it's really falling apart. Okay. up the energy for this one. Wait. I like to give you a little bit of a quiz to what the advertisement could be about. It's like breaking a cardinal sin on this radio show. All right. Okay, this is for something you'd wear around your neck. What am I talking about? Dog tags! Decorate yourself with these great army-type dog tags. Each comes with its own special message displayed on a tarnish-resistant tag, suspended on a 24-inch chain. $7.50. fragile. Handle with love and care. Keep on trucking. Love me, squeeze me, take me home. Other dog tags that say, I care. Why don't you? How about, I'm the real thing? Or maybe you want, kiss me, you'll love it. Or even a dog tag that says, I'm a sex maniac. In case of emergency, give me a kiss. Dog tags! Yours for only $1.25 each. $83 for only $2.95. $85 for only $4.50. $87 for only $5.95. Or get your choice of any 10 for $7.50. Send your order to Romar Sales, Department R, Postal, P.O. Box 1268, 381 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, zip code 10017. Dog tags! Only $1.25 each!
I don't know if I'd wear a dog tag. I could see this these being very popular in like mid-70s with like, you know, the Vietnam War just ending and all that. Yeah, I could see that. All right. Maybe I'd like to have this around my neck. I'd feel most fashionable for it. Oh, excuse me. Let's see. It's something that resembles a animal that some people are scared of. What do I, shall I say, am I talking about? What am I talking about? Oh, my head's such in a cloud. What am I talking about? Vampire bat, only $1. It's life-size. Does all this at your command, even when you hide far away. Vampire bat rattles windows with terrifying loud creepy sounds.
North Wash Bash Avenue, Department
worth it. I think it's worth it. I totally think that's worth my money. That's worth my money. Okay. I'm starting to get tired. Damn it. Middle of a reading, and you get damn tired. Hate when this happens. Anyway, struggle on. All right. Wouldn't be a struggle to make me buy some of these things from this order distributor. A bunch of different items you can get from this business. What am I talking about? Honor House Productions Incorporated, Department K, P.O. Box 8638, 35 Wilbur Street, Lynnbrook, New York, zip code 11563. Bathroom radio. Beautify your bathroom with this combination paper dispenser and high fidelity radio. Factory operated precision solid state circuitry plus built-in antenna for easy no wire installation. Nails or screws. Your choice of attractive decor colors in white, blue, yellow, or pink. Please specify color when ordering. Bathroom radio, only $7.95. Batteries included. That it is sure to shake up the whole neighborhood. Beat a werewolf that's on the prowl. Werewolf horror mask, $1.98. Skinhead wig, most people try to grow hair. This is just the opposite. Made of flesh tone latex. Fit all types of heads. Really changes your appearance. Skinhead wig, $1. Miniature secret camera. Precision camera, so small it fits in a cigarette pack. Weighs 2.5 ounces and takes 10 pictures per roll. Precision ground lens and time. Exposure shutter can be hidden anywhere, complete with free roll of film. Miniature secret camera, $1.98. Decorative hurricane lamp, $2.95. This hurricane lamp will give you hours of light during a power failure. Or used for special party atmosphere. It adds a touch of decorative beauty to any room in the house, either as a hanging picture or a standing lamp. Decorative hurricane lamp, $2.95. Monster ghost, it obeys your commands over 7 feet tall. Only $1. Onion gum, it looks like real chewing gum, but tastes like onions. It's too funny. 5 slices per pack. Onion gum, only 40 cents. Those items and a lot more. When you order from Honor House Productions Incorporated, Department K, P.O. Box 8638, 35 Wilbur Street, Lynn. it for ads? Yes, that is. All right.
I want to get back to this story. Man, gotta hand it to the Joker. He has really pulled off quite the gag here. What a schemester. Oh. Okay, all right, anyway, we now return to the Joker, number two. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The University of Winnipeg.
Public enemy number one, the Joker. You gotta follow me, follow me. Follow me.
If this is some kind of gag,
it ain't, it ain't, it ain't. You see, you see, you see, you see. I told you.
I apologize. It is the Joker. And your friend. He's tied him up as neat as some Christmas goose.
Hey, speaking of Bunny, where is he?
Probably collecting the reward.
But only a few meters away, around the street corner.
Oh, I'm such a sly one. How clever of me to paint Benny to resemble moi.
And thus, at exactly 12:02 p.m., the situation at the Salvador Cleve Mansion Fortress is this. There is platinum in the storage room, the top floor storage room. It is being melted by intense heat from a laser beam and flowing down the air shaft to the basement. In the room next to it is a security guard. He is unhappy. My blasted relief! They're late! They're late! In the office space below the security guard is Mr. Salvador Cleve himself.
Well, all Benny and Marvin, where?
Marvin is calling for Benny. He can't find him. And in the basement is Willy the Weeper and the laser gun. At exactly 12:05 p.m.
Is your boss, Jack, security guard Jack, I'm asking you to work a second shift right now. The guys I hired this morning didn't show up.
Aw, gee. I promised my girlfriend I'd take her to the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Well, may as well check the platinum while I'm here.
in this safe vault. Not that anything could have happened to it. Mr. Cleave fiddles with the safe vault's combination lock. He opens up the door and he enters the safe vault's room.
Empty! Gone! Gone!
Alarms. And one more thing, Jack,
you're
fired. Well, by me. Now I can catch the 2 o'clock matinee.
Same moment, down in the basement.
The stuff! The platinum! It's all popped out! Time to dismantle this laser! Good old laser! You did a great job!
Willie the Leaper leaves the basement with the laser carried on his back. He's going over to his fuel truck. He's getting inside the fuel truck.
I did a great job, too. Everything went perfectly. Just perfectly. Left to do is drive the getaway truck to the meeting place. Yeah, everything's perfect. Yeah, everything's perfect for me, but not for Mr. Cleave. I swiped all his platinum! And he'll probably cry his heart out!
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of The Joker, number 2, July, the year 1975.
Dreamweaver train. I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
What? General hand grenade, riding in a motorcade, sipping on a lemonade and waving at his fans. Isabella Band-Aid, waving at the shrine parade, eating toast and marmalade.
Hopefully you're feeling high listening to 95.9 FM Late Night CKUW. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. Just say it out.
Comic book radio theater.
All right. I won't last long here. I'll just continue our story. Just checking in on you, seeing how you're doing. All right, I'm doing fine myself. Okay, there you go. Let's continue our story here. Nothing much to say other than, will this crime plot come through? You'll just have to keep on listening to find out. All right, I'll tell you this, by the end of this story, we'll listen to music that was brand new in July of 1975. You went down to the record store. You wanted on vinyl, cassette tape, 8-track. Here's what you could get. New from War. Who was War? They advised you that, they asked the question, why can't we be friends? That's what War wanted to ask you. Also, the Isley Brothers, a super funky song, You may need to dance right this moment. Or the moment you hear it, Yeah, I like it a lot. And also Average White Band as well. Yeah. A lot of boogie in your bottom happening here, okay? All right, hopefully the story, the rest of the story I read to you will make you dance in your pants as well. Okay. Keep it to the CKUW 95.9 FM. We're here in the late night for you. I'm glad to be here. Glad you're listening. All right. I will continue our read, the continuation of it all, of Joker number 2 from July of 1975. It's what I present to you right here and now on Comic Book Radio Theater. Yeah, let's get on with it. We're CKUW, the 95.9 FM. We are your community-supported radio station, and we... thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
Do you ever fantasize about being killed? I wonder, like...